Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. We want to encourage you to be spreading the word to your friends. Let them know to search for Eagles on the Hill on YouTube or wherever they listen to podcasts, and they can join in the conversation that we get to have a couple times a week as we seek to live our lives as followers of Jesus. Talking about biblical topics, talking about topics that are going on in culture, talking about things that are of interest to us as we try to live lives as citizens of God's right-hand kingdom, the church, and the followers of Jesus in that way, and also live our lives as citizens of what's called the left-hand kingdom, that is our nation in our case, where I am, the United States of America. So as I'm recording this podcast today, tomorrow is June 19th. And a couple of years ago, 2021, 3 years ago to be exact, President Biden signed legislation to make June 19th a federal holiday. So many of you will have off work. If you're listening to this when I'm recording it on the 18th of June, you'll have off work tomorrow on June 19th. And I hope you're able to make good use of the day that you have off. What is June 19th all about? It's called Juneteenth, which is an abbreviation of June 19th. It is about celebrating the freedom of blacks in the United States from slavery. The slaves were freed in the state of Texas on June 19th. At least that's when it was implemented. And so I want to learn a little bit about the history of Juneteenth and how it's been celebrated. And I think it's great to celebrate. We should celebrate the fact that the United States is different than many countries around the world in that, not different in that we had slavery. Slavery was found in every country around the world throughout history, really. But one of the things that makes the United States unique is that slavery was outlawed, and not just outlawed by legislation, but a war was fought on our within our nation to outlaw slavery, and 600,000 people lost their lives, 300,000 roughly from the North and 300,000 from the South. And so 300,000 people then from the North lost their lives trying to free the slaves. That's a high, high price that they paid in order that the slaves might be free. But that, of course, was the right thing to do. No one should be enslaved by anyone else. And so we should celebrate that. It is an important part of our history and something to give thanks to God for. I'll talk a little bit later in the podcast about some other dates that might be better days to celebrate the fact that slaves were freed here in the United States. But Juneteenth, I suppose, is as good as any other, and it falls in this time of a lot of celebrations in the United States between Memorial Day, Flag Day on June 14th, Juneteenth itself, and then July 4th. So between Juneteenth and June 14th, Flag Day, July 4th, lots of opportunities to celebrate freedom and liberty here in the United States. So let's talk about Juneteenth for a moment and where it began, how it began. It commemorates the ending of slavery in the United States, as we said. But as we'll see, not necessarily every slave was freed by that point. On June 19th, 1865, so the end of the Civil War, Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas. And he announced the freeing of the slaves in Galveston and in all of Texas. Now, did that happen at that time? Not necessarily. So that's why I kind of wonder whether it's the best day to celebrate it, particularly because the day really has to do with Texas itself rather than with the whole nation. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, why not? Why not celebrate it? In part because it is a day that has been celebrated in African-American culture, gradually growing just a year or two later, growing from that time, been celebrated by African-Americans by the time you get to 2021, celebrated throughout the country. And so it's a good day as any. Every day is a good day to celebrate freedom. I found an interesting article in the Washington Post from June 19th of 2022. And they wrote of how a black man walked in 1901, walked into an office in a small town in Texas seeking any news about whether slavery had ended. 1901. Why was that? Well, of course, a lot of slave owners and slave holders did not want their slaves to know that the slaves had been freed. And so they tried their very best to keep that news from getting out to their slaves so that they would not have to free their slaves. So that's why I say June 19th, 1865 is not necessarily when all the slaves were freed, but it's when Major General Gordon Granger gave his proclamation. So let's take a look for a moment at that proclamation, and we'll see what it says. This was it. The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. The freedmen are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts and that they will not be supported in idleness either there or elsewhere. So that was the proclamation that was given. Of course, the executive of the United States in that proclamation was President Abraham Lincoln. And that has to do, refers back to the Emancipation Proclamation, which we'll get to in a moment. And so the point of this proclamation in Texas, as it says, was that the relationships between slaveholder, master, and slave were going to change from that point on by law. And at that point would become an employer-employee relationship. Of course, that didn't exactly work out for any number of years, maybe even up to 100 years, as you get all the way to the point of Jim Crow laws and that kind of stuff. So this idea that it all would just work out based on a proclamation did not exactly take place. And our country was the worse off for it after President Lincoln was assassinated and President Andrew Johnson became president. He was a person who was not in favor of many of the reforms that President Lincoln wanted to put in place. And that's a long, sordid history in and of itself that we're not going to get into today. But President Andrew Johnson was a problem for our nation as we tried to recover from being a nation full of slaveholders and slaves. But here's some other dates and things that you should be aware of as you want to celebrate freedom, as you want to celebrate the end of slavery. March 25th, 1807 is an important date. I would say a great date to celebrate. It's the date not of our nation, but in England, where England outlawed the transatlantic slave trade. William Wilberforce was the force behind that and what was called the Clapham sect in England. And William Wilberforce converted to Christianity when he was about in his 20s. And he dedicated the rest of his life to a couple propositions, one of which was that slavery was against the will of God, was inhumane, and should be outlawed. And so the first piece of that was to outlaw the transatlantic slave trade. And a great movie has been made about that. The movie's called Amazing Grace because, well, as you watch it, you'll see the author of that great hymn, Amazing Grace, was formerly a captain of a slave ship. And he once was lost, but now was found, once was blind, but now could see as he came to know Jesus. And he gave up his slave ship and wound up getting to know William Wilberforce in the process of that. So if you have never seen the movie Amazing Grace about the life of William Wilberforce, well, Juneteenth would be a great night to watch it. Sit at home, get out the popcorn, watch the movie, and rejoice in what Jesus did in the life of William Wilberforce and how he was a force as a follower of Jesus to change society. Another great date to celebrate in terms of the ending of slavery is January 1st, 1863, when Abraham Lincoln gave his famous Emancipation Proclamation. Now, what some might not know about that Emancipation Proclamation is that it did not free all the slaves in the United States. How about that? What it freed, the slaves it freed, were all the slaves who were currently living in states that had rebelled against the Union. So it did not free the slaves that were not in rebellion against the Union, particularly those border states. There's some border states where slavery was still legal, and yet they did not secede from the Union. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free those slaves. It freed the slaves that were no longer under Abraham Lincoln's jurisdiction. So what good did it do? Well, it did a lot of good, but that's a long history lesson that we're not going to get into today. But it freed the slaves, basically, you would think of it this way, of the southern states. And so as the southern states came back into the Union, they came back in as free states rather than slave states. Thus, when Texas in 1865, when General Granger was there, the Emancipation Proclamation was what he referenced as he talked about the freeing of slaves in Texas. What freed the slaves legally, officially, in the United States was the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, and it was ratified December the 6th, 1865. So Juneteenth is June of 1865. What freed the slaves throughout the United States is the 13th Amendment ratified by the states in December 1865. And the 13th Amendment reads as follows: neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to its jurisdiction. In other words, the 13th Amendment outlawed slavery in the United States or in any other place subject to its jurisdiction. But there is an exception that you could, in that day, with the 13th Amendment, commit a crime for which the punishment was slavery, or the punishment was involuntary servitude, in other words. So that kind of punishment for a particular crime was still legal in that day. That is something a lot of people don't know, is that it outlawed slavery except as a punishment for a crime. So there you go. Of course, today we don't have people enslaved because of crimes committed. That no longer happens. We do incarcerate them, and in many states, the death penalty is also legal as well. So there you have it. That's some information about slavery and freedom from slavery. We want to rejoice in that today. We also, I think, want to be a little bit humbled by the fact that slavery does still exist today. People are still enslaved today. I think of a number of different scenarios where that happens around the world, particularly in Islamic countries. I think of how it happens even here in the United States, as you've no doubt heard, hope you've heard, about the challenges of sex slavery here in the United States. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to think about it, but it's a reality even here in the United States. Not legal, but a reality in people's lives. And the horror of that is beyond description. So opportunities for us as Christians to continue to work to treat everyone, every human being, as created in the image of God, and to treat them with kindness, compassion, respect, honor, and all the things that a human being deserves. So we ask that you would continue to rejoice today on Juneteenth at the emancipation of slaves back in the 19th century, and yet also cry out to God in prayer for those who are still enslaved today, both here in the United States and around the world. That's what we got for you today as we go through this topic of Juneteenth. I want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. That's all one word. No spaces, dots, dashes, underscores, just all one word, eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about this podcast, how you're going to celebrate today or other days the freedom that we enjoy in this nation, as we not only celebrate today, but move up to July 4th and that kind of freedom as well. I want to encourage you to continue to hope in the Lord. Put your hope in the Lord, for those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today.